So, Gats here, if you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Battery start at just $79.99. They also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
A dueling producers situation between Chris Cody and Billy Gill. Chris Cody says that he has sent me sound of a golfer farting. We will see if we could get that cleared. But first, Billy sent in some sound of Stephen A. Smith reacting to Cam Newton. While sending that sound, though, he wondered aloud, correctly, if Stephen A. feels the need to comment on every single thing that's going on in sports whenever it is it happens, and whether he could be like awakened from a nap and immediately start stretching his neck to get ready to talk about Cam Newton. So, Billy, how do you feel about this sound we're about to go to? Also, by the way, Mike and I are beginning to believe that Stugatz is lying about there being a COVID situation anywhere around him and that he just doesn't want to drive in. We'll get to him in a second, but his microphone's not working clearly just yet. So, Billy, what do people need to know about this Stephen A. Smith sound?
And Stephen A., not that he thinks that he should have, you know, a response and everything. He should. Stephen A. is the voice of sports, not just of the fans, not of media. Stephen A. is the voice of sports. So if something in sports happens, Stephen A. has to tell us what happened. I was just wondering, because I don't know Stephen A. well. In fact, I don't know Stephen A. at all. My interactions with Stephen A. is one time creepily taking a picture of him from across a hallway through a glass pane window that was like 6 feet above the ground, and hoping to get a little shot of him, and then there was my reflection, so it made the picture even creepier.
What'd you do with that picture, incidentally? Where did that picture end up? Did you frame it and put it in your house, or is it just, do you look at it longingly every once in a while when going through your photos? Where is that photo?
It's in the private collection. It's in the private collection in the study that I have. And then my other interaction with Stephen A. was at the event that we had last year in New York, where Stephen A. kind of came in, and then he was like 3 or 4 feet away from me, and then he just vanished out of thin air. Nobody knew where he was at the end. Couldn't say hello. Couldn't take a picture. He was just gone. And he was, next thing I know, he was talking about boxing on ESPN and he was at some boxing match somewhere. So that's Stephen A. You know, sports happen. I just wonder, what's Stephen A. like when Stephen A. is not on? Because when he's on, he's great. But I feel like maybe Stephen A. sometimes is just, you know, Stephen A. and he's like, and I wonder if he just has like an inside voice and he's just kind of like, very like, oh, no, I don't really care about that. I don't have an opinion on that. You know what I mean?
That's Stephen B. Smith.
Ooh.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. If you vanish, does the air have to be thin? At Le Batard Show, because I've never heard someone vanish out of anything other than air that is thin. So we'll get to this Stephen A. Smith sound right now. We will not make you wait any longer. By the way, it felt like sports for a second there when the Patriots signed Cam Newton, and it's just wonderful camouflage. They're cheating again, by the way. They've been caught and punished again for cheating, and nobody cares.
Camouflage.
Yes, camouflage. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate
it. Well done.
Yes, here is Cam Newton's signing in New England. This is what it triggered from Stephen A. Smith.
Okay, Cam. I see you. Willing to go to New England? Succeed to be the successor to Tom Brady? Oh my goodness. I like it. Can New England win the Super Bowl again? Can they do it again? I don't know, Patrick Mahomes. I don't know, Deshaun Watson. I don't know, Lamar Jackson. I don't know. But I love it. Cam! I hear you, bro.
He sounded a little groggy there. That was not prime time Stephen A.
He was
Smith.
Very clearly watching Backstory hosted by Don Vannato on ESPN.
That was Stephen A. minus Smith.
But the maniacal laugh was there, and sometimes that's all you need from Stephen A. Smith, you know?
Is there anyone that you guys hear? Because I keep hearing people say low risk, high reward, and to me this seems like zero risk. Like, I don't see how you can criticize the Patriots for doing this. I don't see how anyone can line up to say anything about this other than, oh, bleep, do they now have the best quarterback in the division? Oh, bleep. Does this immediately mean they're right away back where we were dismissing them for a while there? They sat out everything. They sit out free agency. They don't do any of that. And they get someone at that position now, a former MVP. They replace a former MVP with a former MVP, and they get 11 years younger at the position, and they're paying next to nothing, which is the formula, Stu Gatz. If you can get value at quarterback while paying your quarterback nothing, I don't think there's a more valuable thing in that sport than being able to have your quarterback locked in at value. And I simply don't see how you I don't see how anyone could possibly criticize this move.
It'd be pretty hard to criticize, considering they lost Brady. Jared Stidham was the quarterback. Brian Hoyer was the other quarterback. They just sat around. They did absolutely nothing. Just sat there, remained patient, and they got a guy who was an MVP in 2015. And to answer your question, of course they have the best quarterback in the AFC East, and of course they are now the favorites to win the AFC East, and how could you mock it? Dan, if it doesn't work out, they lose them. You know what they get if they lose them? The third-round pick they just lost for taping the Bengals practice. I mean, of course it's a great move for the Patriots. It's what they do.
Oh, both of you, nothing to lose, no risk. Guys, you just might have lost Jared Stidham, okay? Be prepared when you walk into that quarterback room, because you have to worry about your starter's feelings, okay? You might have lost him forever. Good luck with that.
It is just as, it's like drafting Jordan Love. You might have lost Aaron Rodgers. You may have lost Jared Stidham because you have now signed Cam Newton.
This is so annoying. I'm so tired of the Patriots. The Bears traded a pick for Nick Foles, and the Panthers get Cam Newton for free. Like, it's just so annoying that this always works out this way for the Patriots.
It's not just that the Bears traded a pick for Nick Foles. They also are paying Nick Foles 3 years, $24 million. $17 million of that is guaranteed.
No one seems to mind, by the way, that Cam Newton 0-8 in his last 8 starts, and he's been dreadful. Who cares?
Well, Tom Brady was pretty bad in his last 8 starts.
He wasn't 0-8, Dan.
He was not 0-8. I will grant you that. But he was pretty dreadful as well for the Patriots. I need to know where the sound is of the golfer farting. How much information can you give me on this, Chris Cody? What do you have for me in terms of being able to create the mood before we play this, for the audience?
It's Ian Poulter, and there's no doubt about that, because he has come out this morning and say, yes, that was me. And it is just a blatant fart. The person he's playing with takes a swing. It's classic golf sounds. And right after he swings, you hear a wet sounding fart. And
oh, well, Ian Poulter,
and he is owning it. He is just like, yep, that was me.
All right. We will get to that sound in a second as soon as it has cleared. I do marvel, Stu Gatz. I marvel at this. The Patriots are going to skate in terms of how they're remembered as cheaters more than any of the famous cheaters in sports history. Like, it's just not going to stick to them. It will not, Stu Gatz. It will not. Like, you can have your complaints and you can, but they will be remembered not as cheaters. They will be remembered as excellent. And none of the other cheaters can say that across sports, Stu Gatz. Like, hell, I mean, Floyd Landis gets buried. We bury cheaters. We bury them all the time. And nobody in football has this resume of cheating. And now the Patriots have been fined $1.1 million for the Bengals sideline incident and lost a third-round pick. And now they're not allowed to use cameras on any sidelines in 2020.
A-Rod seems to be doing just fine.
oh, but he hasn't skated. People remember Stugats. He's doing just fine. I'm not saying.
You're right.
I'm talking about his excellence has been damaged by the cheating. You're right that A-Rod is doing fine, but there is no questioning that his status as a baseball player has absolutely been impacted by the cheating. The Patriots are the only team in my lifetime that I can remember, the only entity in my lifetime, because the integrity of sports seems to matter so much to you guys, where they seem to skate. And I think that has everything to do with us not totally understanding how hard it is to analyze the sophistication of football, that none of these cheating things are quite as obvious as steroids make you hit a baseball further. All of these cheating things can be in these nebulous gray areas, so that even as they're punished, even as they're convicted by the NFL, merely by fighting the NFL on some of this stuff, the way that Tom Brady has, by fighting back against an institution that lacks some credibility when it comes to punishing, they have managed to secure the fact that they are going to be seen for eternity as not excellent cheaters, just excellent.
All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W-30. Here's your SportsCenter update. Cam Newton has reached an agreement on a one-year incentive-laden deal with the Patriots. The deal comes on the heels of the NFL levying punishments on New England's involvement in taping the sideline activities of the Bengals when they played the Browns in December. The league fined them $1.1 million, took away a third-round pick in the 2021 draft. The Patriots' television production crews will not be allowed to shoot any games during the 2020 season, and senior club officials will undergo required training on league operation and game policies. And finally, Shaquille O'Neal and Papa John's are unveiling the new Shaq-a-roni. It's the pizza chain's largest pizza to date, a 16-inch extra-large pizza that's topped with extra cheese and has 66 pepperonis. Want to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, feel healthier? Then take my advice and try Navage. I use it every day to clean my nose and sinuses and absolutely love it. Go to Navage.com. That's Navage.com. Or you can visit your local Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath & Beyond, or Target. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the night.
Stugatz, Bradley Bozeman is a center for the Baltimore Ravens, and in his second NFL season, he lived in an RV. And the question I have for you is twofold. He is selling the RV now, and if you want to buy it, he says he will deliver it personally if you want to meet the center for the Baltimore Ravens. But the question that I have for you is, do you think of an NFL center living comfortably inside of an RV? And I'm well aware that RVs are now very spacious and stuff, but I can't even imagine an NFL center taking a shower in an RV. Like, do you imagine that it would be comfortable living? Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. Can an NFL center live comfortably in an RV?
I would find it nearly impossible to believe, but I will also say I don't know enough about RVs. I feel like I think we're thinking the traditional standard RV, and I'm guessing the center of the Ravens had something far greater than that. Like, I think there have been serious upgrades to the RV that you and I are not aware of, my
friend.
Fair
enough. When is it
ever stopped? Double-deckers, I mean, anything.
When has it ever stopped you before not knowing about a subject and therefore trying to sit it out? You are you're becoming responsible late in your 40s, even as Mike Ryan and I believe you are now officially lying about anyone in your circle having coronavirus. You simply don't want to come into work. You don't want to drive. You haven't shaved. I could see you look beat up. You're wearing that same damn Michigan shirt that your wife must be so sick of because you wear it 4 days a week.
Here's how I started getting very suspicious of Stugatz. Because I understand there's two layers of testing, right? A rapid test, and then because that has some false negatives, you wait two business days or so, 2 to 5, depending on where you're getting it, for like the full all clear. We're still awaiting the results of the second phase. Stugatz's first phase came back all clear. I know someone who on Friday got the rapid result same day. And I just found out, got the all clear this morning. So I don't know. Stugatz, you may need to go to a different place. I don't know if they're extra busy, but I'm starting to grow very suspicious that this is all about not doing this commute.
So it's been interesting going through. First off, there is someone in my circle who tested positive for COVID, someone on my lacrosse team. Now, it has been interesting going through this process. What I did, Mike, is I didn't do the phase one, phase two test yet. I just did the test. I went out to Mullins Park out in Broward County in Coral Springs right after the show Thursday when I got the news. And I went out there and I took the test. Now, it took me 15 to 20 minutes, which is pretty concerning considering the spike of cases here in South Florida. There was nobody there. They told me right then and there, this gets mailed to Jersey 2 to 5 business days. You'll have an answer. Okay. My kids got the test you're talking about. They got a negative in like 45 minutes, and then a few days later, they got the confirmation. Now, I will tell you this. If you get a negative on that first test, there is a 20% false negative. And ESPN Policy and Conduct, because I have been on the phone with them since Thursday, that test is not good enough or reliable enough for me to come back into that studio. So even if I had it with a negative, I still couldn't come back in there. I care about you guys. I'm doing this for you and Dan. This is not about me. The drive's never been shorter. The commute's never been easier.
Yeah.
I mean, and given I do not being home, though.
Given your explanation, who could possibly question? But it's Stugatz.
That's right.
And you just said there were quicker options available. For whichever reason, you did not choose these quicker options.
I always love when he becomes a .org, when he becomes Brother Teresa,
guys,
face
I took
of
the
altruism.
Slower, I took the slower results test for you, not me. I gave it to my kids.
That's right.
Not for me.
Well, no, I took the slower result test, perhaps for me, but also, for my kids, because at the time I could only get 2 of the quicker tests, and I wanted them to have
it. Not for us. Get that out of your mouth.
There were only two tests available.
In case you haven't noticed, there's a surge here, especially in Broward County and Dade County as well. There is a surge, and don't think I'm keeping track of all the dry coughs I see down there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think I'm not keeping track because I am. Mm-hmm. Dan had one earlier.
This is starting to feel a little
it's unraveling.
Yeah, because there were just 2 tests and you just shoved your kids to the front of the line saying, you guys take the 2 quick ones. I'll take the slower one.
I got them in there as quickly as possible. They're more important than I am. I have 2 to 5 days here. So Thursday I got the test. So Friday, perhaps today, maybe tomorrow, probably Wednesday. I'm hoping Friday.
Here is a quote from Adam Silver. I want to read this quote to you as Buster Olney. I have not heard anyone as pessimistic about baseball returning as Buster Olney. Listen to these stats that he gives on what he believes. Now, he's not in the area where he's willing to bet the ranch. We've had a couple of times where Buster Olney has bet a ranch and he has lost. But listen to what he is saying. The chances are for baseball completing its season and even starting its season.
How confident are you that this season gets finished?
0%. Absolutely 0% based on what I'm hearing.
How confident are you that this season gets started with actual games?
I would put that at 5%. I think that they're going to at least try in the next couple weeks, but I, especially in the face of these spiking numbers, it wouldn't surprise me if it derails quickly.
So, Stugatz, you want this is your account right here because Buster Olney has had a very strong take. Do you want to weigh in on his strong take and take it a little further?
I do. I have the numbers don't exactly match up with Buster. 4% chance that the season gets started and a 1% chance that the season finishes. How about that?
Not interesting. I think that Buster Olney was better at the percentages than you were somehow.
It's like a game of Price is Right. Someone bets 0, someone bets 500. I just went to a dollar. I mean, that's it. I went down a percentage, I went up a percentage, and I win either way. I played it perfectly.
So you're less optimistic that it's going to start, but more optimistic that it's going to end.
Correct. That is it. That is exactly right.
If it starts,
it's not stopping, Bill.
Okay. And so this is the Adam Silver quote. Are you ready, Stugatz? We're coming back because sports matter in our society. They bring people together when they need it most.
I mean, they're bringing us together over in Europe, Adam. I don't think we've earned this one. And billions and billions of dollars.
We're going to have 10 a.m. Tuesday playoff games. They're doing that for us.
But think about how.
Not money for us. They're doing
about,
that.
But think about how divided we would be. We're not for so said 10 a.m. Eastern playoffs.
Right? What is that? What is that? Come on, Adam. You're doing it because money matters. We're coming back because money matters in our society.
Soccer is back on ESPN+. Serie A, FA Cup, MLS, and more. Plus, get original series, exclusive studio shows, and the complete 30 for 30 library. Stream soccer from the best leagues and tournaments around the world, all in HD, all on your favorite devices. The beautiful game lives on ESPN+. Sign up today at ESPNplus.com or in the ESPN app. Here's your SportsCenter update. The MLS said that 18 players and 6 staff members have tested positive for the coronavirus. Overall, 668 players have been tested since the start of full team training on June 4th with a positive test rate of 2.7%, which compares favorably to the 5.3% positive rate that the NBA recorded for its most recent round of testing of players. Rudy Gobert still has trouble smelling after testing positive for the coronavirus in March. He told French newspaper L'Equipe.
It's not only that you didn't say it right. It sounded like you started dabbling in French on the word newspaper unsuccessfully.
I did. You read that correctly. I was trying to get into some sort of like French mode there.
Right in the middle of newspaper, you threw in a French accent for some reason in the middle of the word newspaper.
Ew, weird.
A very bad French accent, I might add.
Of course. And finally, there will be a new Pirates of the Caribbean with Margot Robbie as the lead. Want to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, feel healthier? Then take my advice and try Navage. I use it every single day to clean my nose and sinuses and absolutely love it. Go to Navage.com. That's Navage.com. Or you can visit your local Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath & Beyond, or Target. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
I wish the audience could have seen how the last segment ended as I was talking about white people in Boston. And then I very seriously said we will discuss with Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe next. Mike dissolved into an uncontrollable laughter. At least in part because Bob Ryan's face belongs on some of our bills. Like Bob Ryan is the whitest of the white. Like he is majestically white and he is also old. So he would be exactly not the person to talk to about some of this
stuff.
We will
address some of Boston and its media's diversity concerns with an old white guy from Boston.
But we love Bob, man. I don't know what to tell you.
We do. That's true. We can't locate Bob right now, though, so Mike will continue to look for him. I do think, Stugatz, that we are all, over the weekend, catching a glimpse of the same videos. Tell me I'm wrong about this. Tell me that everyone who's listening right now has not seen, for example, that guy who came out in white pants with an AK, some sort of rifle, with his salmon-colored shirt tucked into the white pants, not wearing any shoes, with his wife who had no ankles and was sort of swinging a pistol around like she was James Bond or like she was watering her lawn with a pistol. And then there's
I don't know which 007 films you've seen, but I've never seen James Bond hold his gun that way.
I'm talking about 007 with a tiny, tiny gun.
It was a tiny pistol. It was like sort of the GoldenEye small pistol in the arsenal.
So is there a third video from this weekend? Because I got this one from St. Louis, and I also got crazy grocery lady who didn't like being told to keep her mask on, and so she just started reaching into her cart and just throwing the things in her cart on the grocery store.
That was a beauty. I mean,
floor.
Oh, there are like five of those every day that happen. Five brand new ones every single day. So she's not alone.
Can someone explain to me this thing with the mask? How angry are these people? How tight are they holding the steering wheel? They're going to places looking for fights. If you don't like the rules, it's 2020. You can get a lot of this stuff delivered to your door. If you have access to a car to get there,
you're not understanding that this is an infringement. These people are behaving as if it's an un-American infringement upon their freedom when you're just asking them to please be decent in thinking about others because you don't want this thing to spread, and scientists are saying that it would be gone if we were all wearing masks.
I have a breathing condition. My doctor says I can't wear masks, so I will expose myself to this respiratory virus, lady.
Yes, that's exactly right. Billy, you seem to be among the few around here who ate up what it is that ESPN was showing last night with Don Van Natta. And when I say you're one of the few who ate it up, I don't think that most of us have seen it. But I think Mike is hungover because he watched way too much crappy sports this weekend. Like, way too
much. Whoa. You take that back. The Craftsman Truck Series absolutely delivered early Sunday morning. Crappy sports. Drama-filled day at the Tricky Triangle.
Billy, what can you tell us? Stugatz, did you end up watching Don Van Natta's backstory on the decision? Did you end up seeing any of that?
Yeah, I want to hear Billy's thoughts. I loved it. It brought back a lot of great memories, a lot of painful memories because of how painful the actual telecast was. But I loved it. I thought it was well done, and I enjoyed it. I, you know what? I don't understand the mockery of LeBron James, who's a young kid, decided to do this, was a trailblazer, but most importantly, the mockery of his shirt. I thought it was a fine-looking shirt. I really liked that shirt, Billy. I don't know about you. It was fantastic.
It was a great shirt, very relatable, seemed like something I could get at the Gap for, you know, like $32.50, right. Maybe a bundle. I could get two for $50, something like that. Great shirt. Great moment in sports history. Lots of angry old men, still angry 10 years later about what LeBron did. I don't understand it. I learned that the whole thing didn't end 5 minutes in after he said, I'm taking my talents to South Beach, because as soon as he said that, I started screaming, and then I drove to La Carreta and I was celebrating with a big flag and a pot and a pan. And apparently this whole thing went on for about 3 hours and a lot of people were not happy about it, not happy about it at all. And I don't understand why. LeBron was a visionary. LeBron did these things 10 years ago that everybody's getting praised for doing today. He controlled his own message. He didn't need the media. And people are still upset about it today, still complaining about it today, even though we're praising people for doing the exact same thing today. Doesn't make any sense to me, Dan Le Batard.
Who were the old people who were objecting, still objecting to this? Who was doing that?
This was the richest part about the whole thing. So they're playing all of the clips of people getting upset and grumpy and all this stuff that was going on at the time. My favorite clip that they played was someone who was upset about what happened, and that person was none other than Bill Simmons, who pitched the idea to LeBron and his people before it happened. And then he didn't get the credit for it. And then they went and they said, oh, well, Jim Gray pitched the same idea, and they didn't update Bill Simmons on what happened. And then afterwards, he's like, this was the most heartless thing I've ever seen anybody do to a fan base. It's like, dude, you pitched this idea to them. They stole your idea. This was your idea.
What's great is, Dan, it remains the highest rated hour, non-play-by-play hour, studio show hour that ESPN has ever had. I mean, think about that. It's crazy.
I mean, of course, those students. Like, what are you talking about? Did you see how he reacted to Cam Newton signing for the minimum? Like, of course. It's football. That is me. I mean, there's one guy, and wherever he goes, they're going to be an instant contender in the age of the transaction, and he's decided to keep it quiet until televising it. Like, what do you mean?
But a big part of what Don Van Natta did last night was there any regret from a journalistic standpoint? How do you feel about it? John Skipper was prominently featured. Bomani was in there a lot. And by the way, the social distancing with Bomani and Don Van Natta, very, very concerned.
They established at the beginning a lot of it was taped before the pandemic.
Okay, that would have been nice to know. I'm not sure they established it well enough. Yeah.
Maybe it would have been nice for you to know, but they established it at the top.
listen, I'm worried about my friend Bomani and a Pulitzer Prize winner in Don Vannata Jr. That's all I was saying at the time as I was watching it. Perhaps I missed that little snippet at the beginning. It was a great production. And the fact that Maverick Carter, after 29 uncomfortable minutes of questions being asked of LeBron James, wanted more questions after the decision, and Jim Gray turned to him and said, "Are you sure?"
I think one of the questions that they told him to ask was, did the weather play a factor? He's like, you really want me to ask that? They're like, oh, it's from the fans. In terms of people getting too close to guys, I thought the exact same thing. And it makes me wonder if the desks on television really just masked that. Because the last time I remember thinking, these people are way too close. Couldn't they have gotten a wider frame camera? Was when Dan was interviewing Pat Riley for Art of Conversation. And I'm like, man, their knees are basically touching right now. Everybody's really close together. I've never spoken to anyone this closely ever. Like, is the camera can't be moved a little bit further back just so that we can get some space there? Because I thought the exact same thing when Don Vannata and Bomani were, like, right next to each other.
You guys are still doing this for stuff. Do you realize how much stuff is being rushed into your television right now based on what it is that was filmed long before now? Because I don't know what this drought is going to look like, but we're about to have a content drought, are we not? Like, in terms of being able to get new movies, new TV shows, like, none of these people can film. Nobody can be near each other. And everyone who is near each other, if they're wrestling in Jacksonville, they're getting a positive test. Like, we are about to have, we are going to be so starved for content in how long? In about 6 months, 7 months? And you're still going to be yelling at your television about people being too close together who filmed it 24 months ago.
I mean, I think the content is just getting started. You got NBA basketball. You'll have, you know, the Masters in November. I mean, not the content like movie content or new television series, but certainly the sports content. And let's keep in mind, Dan, we have a 5% chance of a baseball season starting and a 0% chance that it ends, according to Buster Olney. Guest on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. The MLS said that 18 players and 6 staff members have tested positive for the coronavirus. Overall, 668 players have been tested since the start of full team training on June 4th with a positive test rate of 2.7%, which compares favorably to the 5.3% positive rate that the NBA recorded for its most recent round of testing of its players. Rudy Gobert still has trouble smelling after positive for the coronavirus in March. He told French newspaper L'Equipe. And finally, Beyonce will return next month with a new visual album called Black is King. It's due out July 31st exclusively through Disney+. Want to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, feel healthier? Then take my advice and try Navage. I use it every single day to clean my nose and sinuses and absolutely love it. Go to Navage.com. That's Navage.com. Or you can visit your local Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath & Beyond, or Target. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So here is Richard Sherman's response to Cam signing with the Patriots, Dugatz. How many former league MVPs have had to sign for the minimum, asking for a friend? Just ridiculous. A transcendent talent, and less talented quarterbacks are getting $15, $16 million a year. Disgusting. It was weird, Stugatz, and it can't really be defended that the Bears gave Nick Foles guaranteed money and traded for him, and Cam Newton is out there signing for 1 year and the minimum. It's because it's not like Nick Foles wasn't terrible when returning from a broken collarbone. Like, he came back and Jacksonville's season somehow got worse because he rushed back from injury.
Well, the Jaguars originally gave him that contract when they thought he was healthy and thought, you know, was a guy that could be a starting quarterback and, you know, take his team deep into the playoffs based on what he did with the Eagles. I'm not saying it's fair with Cam Newton. I will remind, you know, the critics that he's 0-8 his last 8 starts. His body appeared to be broken last year. He was available. He was an MVP in 2015. It's not like anyone else was going after him. And so the Patriots got him, and they got him on the cheap.
Oh, no, the market spoke. The market spoke. It's just a funny thing to think about because if I told you, like, if I told Bears fans, you know who you're going to have next year? Cam Newton. Don't you think they'd be more excited by that than Nick Foles?
100%. I think if you told teams who have very good quarterbacks they could have Cam Newton, good to very good quarterbacks, they'd be excited. If you told me the Jets were going to go out there this year with Cam Newton and not Sam Darnold, Dan, you know me, I'd be super excited. A former MVP 2015 as my starting quarterback, I'd rather have him than Sam Darnold. So, yeah, it seems odd that he was available available for this cheap.
Not that, you know, what the fans want is the way to run your franchise. But if I were to simply say to the audience right now, the Chicago Bears next season, they're going into the season with Cam Newton instead of Nick Foles. My guess is that people listening would find that to be a more formidable team than the one led by Nick Foles. Because I just don't get how Nick Foles would be something that is worth trading for, and Cam Newton wasn't something worth trading for.
I guess the argument for it is they kind of do have Cam Newton, or at least post-MVP, post-injury Cam Newton already with Mitchell Trubisky, which is an athletic guy that can't really make accurate throws. And the argument for Nick Foles is the familiarity with the system, the fact that he thrived under that coaching staff, and it requires a better passer than Cam Newton. But I'm with you. And it's not like you can even say that, oh, maybe they traded for Nick Foles before Cam Newton was released. No, the timeline doesn't suggest that. So it's puzzling. But I guess the health issues are why they couldn't find a trade partner to begin with.
How far can we push this out, though, where the fan base would be more excited with Cam Newton than the current quarterback that they have? Like, Bills fans would certainly be more excited if they had Cam Newton over Josh Allen. I think you hit it. I think opening segment, you said Niner fans. Would you rather have Cam Newton? Niners went to the Super Bowl last year. Would they rather have Cam Newton over Jimmy Garoppolo? I don't know.
The Bills already have a poor man's Cam Newton. That's who's
all his damage through the ground. Yeah. So again, that's a weird, might as well go with the younger quarterback in hopes that that they have a higher ceiling. I don't really understand what the reasoning is. And I don't know how credible the reports are that the Patriots were also looking at Colin Kaepernick too, because that was a whole conversation. Well, why sign Colin Kaepernick if Cam Newton is out there? Now we can really have this conversation even more because Cam Newton's now snagged.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Would racism have ended if the Patriots had signed Cam Newton and Colin Kaepernick? Yes or no? Would racism have ended on the spot right there?
That's it? I mean, 400, 500 years and that's it?
Man, I'm sure glad we're not doing the show where Jared Stidham wins that quarterback battle.
Did you see, Stugatz, what Sacha Baron Cohen did this week? And put this on the poll as well, Guillermo. Is Sacha Baron Cohen a genius? Because I think he absolutely is a genius. I don't know. I remember, Stugatz, there are not many entertainment vehicles. There are not a whole lot of entertainment vehicles where you remember where it is exactly you were that you discovered someone performing. But Sacha Baron Cohen as Ali G a long time ago, it's got to be 20 years ago, developed a character that was absolutely hysterical in terms of being a satirical look. I wonder, Mike, if we were to go back at and view some Ali G, whether there would be some problematic stuff even going back there, because he was playing a sort of a hip hop character who would go into these conservative settings and do interviews with people. And he played the fool, but the audience was in on the joke where the person being interviewed wasn't. And it was just a brilliant conceit that ended up furthering his career. But this, he's evidently, I guess he's making another movie, unless he's just doing public performance.
It could be
art.
A show. He had that show not too long ago. What? I forget the channel that it was on, and that's probably not good.
Showtime,
no? Showtime, yeah, where he worked with Nathan Fielder behind the scenes, and it was sort of like a look at America. Maybe this is an extension of that project, maybe a season two.
There was America was in the title of whatever it is that show was, and it was an uncomfortable, funny show. But what he did in Washington this weekend, Stugatz, is in a costume. And the reason he had to end the Ali G character is because it wasn't working anymore. People were on to him. He became too famous pulling these pranks on people. But now he's wearing sort of a different garb. His face is covered in facial hair. And he just went to an alt-right rally and did a racist sort of started on the stage, started a sing-along that was just simply it was simply racist, playing on the line, you know, that he plays on, which is sort of making fun of the hatred inside others by playing a character that supports their racism. If you saw it, you should look at it, Stugatz, because it's ridiculous for a number of different reasons. Not the least of which, though, is that it seems like a small smattering of people. They don't really need any musical entertainment, but there he is up on stage trying to lead a sing-along awkwardly. And the thing that amazes me about him, it is just consistently amazing to me, is he doesn't break character. I don't know how some of the stuff happening with him doesn't make him burst out laughing, because it's just so consistently laugh out loud absurd. There's literally nothing. There's no one doing what he did in Who Is America is the name of the show. Who Is America? There's simply nobody doing that. Stugatz, no one clever enough to do it. No one quick on their feet enough to do it. No one who's able to not break character while doing it. He must be the marvel of anybody in comedy who thinks about doing anything creative like that. Like, he must be...
Well, I mean, he's got... I don't know if you've ever watched Nathan For You, but he's... That's the Transformers assembling right there. The two best in the game at doing that, working on that project together. Sacha Baron Cohen, more of a performer, and certainly braver in terms of putting his face in the buzzsaw like that.
So good. He really is. I think he's a genius, Stugatz.
He performed at the Academy Awards. It wasn't too long ago. He's a presenter and performed at the Academy Awards, the 88th Academy Awards. So, but I do wonder how that's going to be received and if it's acceptable.
Were you just reading a computer there?
Well, I was wondering the last time we had seen Ali G. I was trying to find that information because you had asked it and no one else was looking it up.
The 88th Academy Awards just killed me.
I don't know what year the 88th Academy Awards were, but his last appearance, because Dan asked it and I sensed no one was looking it up, were the 88th Academy Awards we saw Ali G. Yeah.
Thank you.
Cha-ching! Time for some ads.
That was acceptable then. I wonder if it's acceptable now.
Advance Auto Parts, people. You were useless that segment. Stugatz's weekend observations are coming up here in 1 minute.
All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Denny Hamlin won the Pocono 350. Hamlin has 41 victories to move to 19th on NASCAR's career list, and his sixth win at Pocono matched Jeff Gordon for the most at the track. Dustin Johnson won the Travelers Championship on Sunday to extend his career-long season victory streak to 13. And finally, only about 18% of Americans can drive a stick shift. If you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please. Did you notice that football, professional football, the NFL, used the fullback more last year? Yes or no? Did you notice that? Time now for Stugatz's weekend observation.
It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Get a free battery test and free installation with any automotive battery purchase only at Advance Auto Parts.
Stugatz, can you tell me what it is that you were doing before you get started here? Because you just popped into my screen. You were bent over. I saw your butt crack. And you popped into the screen, and it sounded like you had food in your mouth when you started this.
No food in my mouth. I dropped my phone, and so I was picking it up. That's all. There's not a great story there. Sorry you had to see that.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts. Then, after a bad fall off a really short staircase 2 years ago at Augusta, Dan, after injuring his back, Dustin Johnson is back. DJ, winning the Travelers was the second most impressive thing Dustin Johnson did on Sunday. Joachim Noah doing Lord knows what inside the bubble collision course. Well, the Jared Stidham era didn't last long. New England, Cam Chowder. What happened there?
Yeah, you really nailed
it. Turns out everyone is making that joke, including the Dan Patrick Show that has shirts on sale for it.
What?
Wow, they beat you to it. Stolen joke that you wrapped in a terrible Boston accent. You tricked me, Stugatz. You got the laughter from me. I had not heard Cam Chowder.
For parents in South Florida, allowing hundreds of high school kids over their houses while they are home, allowing them to party while paying zero attention to social distancing rules. Please know this. Uh-oh. I have a particular set of skills. I will find out who you are and shame you by name.
Yes.
On national radio.
Yes.
You've been warned. NFLPA Executive Director Damaris Smith said player workouts go against player safety. Damaris, football goes against player safety.
It really does.
In fact, one could easily argue these player workouts are the safest things they do the entire year. And if you meant because of social distancing and COVID, COVID is safer than football. Well, how'd that get?
I think you're right, actually. Put on the poll, Guillermo. What's more dangerous, COVID or football?
I mean, Dan, would you rather test positive, asymptomatic,
that's an important detail, Stugatz. I mean,
just that, or come across the middle, catching a football with a safety lining up. I mean,
okay, but I can go the other way and say, would you rather get coronavirus and it totally impacts your lungs, or would you rather hold for place kicks?
Huh. Still have to think about it, though, right? I mean, I'm pretty certain Brett Favre hasn't stopped talking since the Packers selected Jordan Love. He's on a tour.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
He's giving his opinion everywhere.
LeBron thinks Goodell owes Kaepernick an apology. I think LeBron owes Daryl Morey one. Moving on! During the dog days of summer, amidst a global pandemic, there isn't a more welcome distraction than watching the boys trade paint at the Tricky Triangle. ACC Commissioner John Swofford released a nice, heartwarming statement regarding his retirement. Leave it to a man named John Swofford to think that in the middle of a global pandemic and protests that will define the times that we care about, John Swofford. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, quote, I'm not one to predict exactly what's going to happen and when. I am one who wants to prepare. And we may, in fact, have to adapt on the fly. If we did math with words and you added all those words up, they would equal nothing. Also, Sankey, by saying we may in fact have to adapt on the fly, you are predicting something after starting the quote by saying you are not one to predict what's going to happen. I like you. That's my guy. It's my commissioner. James Franklin left his family in Florida for the first half of the year. Said it feels safer. James, turn on the TV. Any TV.
Yeah, Florida's not in good shape.
Anywhere is safer than Florida. Top headline, CBSSports.com Sunday. Cardinals rookie arrested after driving into Lake Erie. Okay. But is he alive?
Yes, yes, he's fine. His Camaro is dead, okay, though.
Ah, that's unfortunate. The Players Union is unhappy with Brady workouts. Players Union, you think Tom Brady cares? Jabari Parker was seen playing tennis after testing positive for COVID-19. Jabari, the Stugatz is strong in you. If you went to Duke, you play tennis. It's a blanket statement I'm comfortable saying.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. If you went to Duke, do you play tennis?
Does any basketball program have more former players you could see with a tennis sweater tied around their shoulders than Duke? Danny Ferry.
Yeah.
Grant Hill.
All of them.
Christian Laettner. Elton Brand. Jay Billis.
Yeah.
Johnny Dawkins. Mark Allery. It's endless.
Jay Williams.
Jay Williams. Maybe not Zion. I don't know. I'm asking.
Maybe not Corey Maggette.
Maybe. John Elway turned 60. Didn't know horses could live that long.
Oh, come on.
What happened there? I didn't even write that.
You should put jokes like that out to pasture.
Yeah. Report. Teams are talking to friends and associates of Colin Kaepernick. Hey, teams, here's an idea. Rather than speaking to friends and associates, maybe you should speak to Colin Kaepernick. Just say hello. Dustin Johnson is a strapping young man. Early betting favorite. First NBA player to test positive for COVID-19 inside the NBA bubble. Has to be Joakim Noah. Bucks, Patriots, playing for the Lombardi Trophy. Collision course. Boston with a black quarterback. And not just any black quarterback. That black quarterback should be interesting. Johnny Manziel said his football career is probably over. Johnny, allow me to remove the probably. Hell is he talking about? Speaking of hell, Art Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
Pay that man his money.
We got a Woj grenade. A Woj grenade. Free agent guard J.R. Smith and the Lakers are working through the final steps of a deal today. He will be added to the roster for the Orlando restart. Sources tell ESPN. LeBron James has forgiven J.R. Smith for forgetting the score during a game in the finals. Unbelievable.
Is that the new favorite for contracting COVID first in the bubble?
I don't know. I didn't even know Joakim. Where'd he come from? Are the Knicks still paying Joakim Noah? Who's he playing for?
Well, he's playing for the Clippers now. I don't know.
I did not even know that. Advance Auto Parts, people.
Last we saw him, he was with the Grizzlies, right?
The Knicks are still paying him. They owe him
I don't doubt that.
They still owe him money.
I think the Knicks are still paying Eddie Curry.
Dominique Foxworth going to join us in just a second here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Denny Hamlin won the Pocono 350. Hamlin has 41 victories to move to 19th on NASCAR's career list, and his sixth win at Pocono matched Jeff Gordon for most of the track. Dustin Johnson won the Travelers Championship on Sunday to extend his career-long season victory streak to 13. And finally, in about 4 billion years, the Milky Way and Andromeda galaxies are expected to collide. Seems like we have some time to worry about this and figure out what to do if indeed it happens. Again, 4 billion years. These days, it's good to be prepared. That includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary and also curbside pickup on any order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Mike, there are some folks out there who are woker than you who are saying this is not the time or the year to ask in a poll question who's more athletic, LeBron or Cam?
Uh-oh. Was that my idea, that poll question? I didn't even want to have the discussion. I just didn't want to concede one.
Don't back away from this. It's totally okay to ask on the day that Cam Newton is being going to the Patriots as you're sitting here making him the greatest tight end ever to question whether or not Cam Newton is as athletic as LeBron James.
I'm going to move the goalposts and position the argument as you had LeBron being a better tight end than Cam Newton, and I'm going to go with the guy that plays football.
And let me reiterate, I'm the only person who had Cam Newton on the Patriots at all.
All right. Potentially as a tight end.
Right. And Dan asked Billy to put it on the poll, not Mike. I mean, I'm with Mike on this one.
Dominique, who? Yeah, you guys backing away from me, and now I'm all alone here with my clearly racist poll asking who's more athletic, LeBron or Cam. Way to back me up, teammates. Dominique Foxworth with us on ESPN Radio. Who would be a better tight end, Dom? Would it be LeBron or Cam Newton?
I don't think we should be debating on who's a better athlete. Let's put on a poll who's more articulate. I think that's the move. You want to go with that. You want to see which one is more articulate. Clearly, that's what you were hinting at. So go ahead and do it, Dan. Don't be scared.
Why aren't you answering my question?
As far as Mina and Stu trying to take credit, like March 29th, I think I was on Get Up saying this. Maybe Stu was sooner, but Stu said tight end, so I got to beat Mina. So we're doing credit. We're doing first to it. I said Cam to the Patriots March 29th. Give me my credit.
I said quarterback, only tight end if Brady was still there. I said it in 2019.
What's the prize that we're fighting over? What do we get?
I don't understand. I don't understand what any of you are doing trying to take a victory lap on a guess that you guys made that seemed like the obvious thing for the Patriots to do. The surprise isn't that they did it. The surprise is that they haven't done it at any point in the last 3 months.
Ben, we got no sports, Dan. We're looking for some sort of competition. So this is competition. We're looking for who did it first. That's what we're doing. And who's most articulate.
What did you think of the move? I don't think there's anyone who can question the move, but what do you think of the idea that Nick Foles, because he's familiar with the system, gets traded and gets 3 years and a former MVP has to settle for the league minimum or minimum based on his tenure?
Yeah, I mean, it's absurd. It's shocking. I mean, the whole understand the system thing, I think, is nonsense. And maybe they're concerned about injury. They feel safer with Nick Foles, who has an injury history of his own. But I think we're talking about the Bears now. I think the ceiling is much higher for Cam Newton than it is for Nick Foles. We're trying to win a championship. That's the move that you go with. So I guess that's the defense that they have, is they're concerned about Cam's injury history and this unique pandemic rate, so you can't really get a good look at him. But at this point, for what he was willing to take, I assume that the other 31 teams didn't hear about this. Because I assume that 31 other teams would have been willing to pay Cam Newton league minimum to be a backup and maybe compete for a starter's job.
Dominique, I said earlier, if the Jets went with Cam Newton as their starting quarterback over Sam Darnold, I'd be more excited. As a Jet fan, I'd be more excited. So when I tell you that only two teams, the Browns and the Patriots, reached out to Cam Newton, your reaction to that is what?
Yeah, it's mind-blowing. And this year has been a unique season where it feels like everybody has their quarterback situation kind of figured out to some degree, which is normally not the case. Normally half of the league is looking for a quarterback. But if Cam Newton's on the market, you take that shot to get better. It doesn't make sense. And I think you're probably right that the Jets have a lot of holes on their offense, their team in general, but specifically on their offense. And Cam Newton's the type of guy that you're not just getting a quarterback. You're getting an entire new offense. And has a lot of experience of making offense that's devoid of talent into at least average to above average offense. So I can understand people wanting Sam Darnold to be the quarterback, but given his current situation there, I think Cam Newton's a better option than a lot of young, talented, maybe high-profile quarterbacks.
What does Dominique Foxworth think when Stephen Ross donates $13 million to his own nonprofit organization that helps with diverse causes, and Kenny Stills, former Dolphin, says, you know, bull bleep, nonprofit, tax write-off, I don't want to hear about your donation?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the intricacies of what Stephen Ross is doing, but I feel like Kenny Stills has showed himself to be a man of utmost integrity in this situation. I don't imagine that he's trying to throw Stephen Ross under the bus in a way that he doesn't deserve. So, again, I don't know the details of it, but, yeah, there's a lot of different things you can do with your money if you have your own nonprofit. Like, not to say that Stephen Ross is doing it, but you can donate money to a nonprofit, name yourself the executive director, then pay yourself all the money that you donated as your salary to be the executive director, and then put $10 toward whatever effort you're trying. So, again, not saying that Stephen Ross is doing it, but just donating to a nonprofit that you also control doesn't mean that you're making any impact.
The NBA reportedly going to allow its players to put social justice messages on their uniform. Is it in replacement of the name on the back of the uniform? Regardless, what do you do with that?
It's something. I mean, I don't know what tangible change that's going to create, but it will, to some degree, give us an opportunity to keep the conversation going. I know we saw the Black Lives Matter and the EPL, and I'm not sure what that led to there, but it feels like a symbolic gesture, and I'm not here trying to poo-poo symbolic gestures. They have some value, but I think some of the players were interested in encouraging the league to do something more than symbolic and do something more substantial. So I expect that this is just the tip of the iceberg, especially given how much we all celebrate how progressive the NBA is. I assume they're going to do something more substantial than just putting names on or putting messages on jerseys.
Have there been many actions that you've seen taken in sports that you would say are substantive and meaningful and not symbolic?
Yeah, put me on the spot. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. If you have some suggestions.
No, I was just wondering, like, what moves the needle for you there, you know, whether it's a donation of money, because we were talking earlier before you came on about the idea that the kind of change being asked for right now is going to take decades of reform and policy. And so we were talking about the helplessness of all of these flailing organizations that are removing Aunt Jemima or taking John Wayne's name off an airport, or, you know, just sort of this flailing about here trying to do something immediate, because the things that you can do that are meaningful are going to take a long time to execute.
Yeah, but I think they're making pronouncements about the meaningful things that you're going to do is of value. And I do think that, again, the symbolic stuff is not to be ignored. Like, it has some value. It creates the environment that we all live in, and it, like, sets the tone for acceptable behaviors, things to do and say. So I don't mean to say that it's nothing. And money, giving money to particular organizations and causes matter. But I think what you're speaking of is, like, I'd love, while we all talk about separating our politics from our sports, I would love for some of these organizations and teams to do some of the things like some of the players have been doing and saying, we will not have events in this area if we don't address X policy. And, I mean, I have plenty that I believe should be addressed, but I think overall it's an attempt to restructure and to do something about power. And that's the root of a lot of these issues, is there's a power asymmetry in this country, and it's exploited by the group that's in power. And if you're not willing to give up any power or defer some of that power, then you're not looking to make any changes that I think are sustainable or substantial.
How much heat should be coming on Barstool for videos from its past in which its CEO is using the N-word?
Right. Yeah, I'm catching up on this. I've been on TV all morning, so I was just watching some of the videos before I called in. And, like, I'm not a big sports media follower, so, like, all I know about Barstool is, like, the stories like that. And, like, recent months, I started listening to Pardon My Take, and those guys are part of Barstool, but as I understand it, they are, like, the good guys. That's how people talk about them in Barstool. But, like, I'm surprised that it's a story because I'm not a super sports media follower, but when you say Barstool, that's what I think of. I think of sexism and racism. So That's because those are the only stories that rise to my attention if I'm not following it consistently. So I wasn't surprised by it, and I don't imagine that there'll be any repercussions because their fan base likes what they get. And I assume that the advertisers that are on there are comfortable with being aligned with this stuff. So I don't know a ton about Barstool other than those stories, and it seems consistent with what I expect from Barstool and the CEO in particular.
Thank you, Dominique. Good talking to you. Always good talking to you.
Hi, Dan.